and welcome to the Basic Latina Podcast, an intimate conversation with friends about love, life, wellness, and everything in between. And for today, I have another little mini episode for you guys. Like I did last week, I kind of recapped my month of November by giving you a couple of tips, and I've been feeling very creative lately, so and very talkative. If you follow me on Instagram and Snapchat, you'll see that I've been giving out more advice, as you can say. I'm really thinking about the next year and actually the next couple of years and how I just want to be better at what I do, which is a therapist, and providing more support to the patients that I see, but also to the people that follow me and things like that. I want to provide a service and motivate and inspire, because I honestly at this point use social media for motivation and inspiration, to tell you the truth. I follow a lot of people who post things that I really, really enjoy and that drive me to be a better me. So I just think it, you know, thinking of that about how they push me allows me to be better for you guys. So for today, I'm going to give you guys an episode where we're going to be talking about how to get ready for the new year. Now, most podcasts, they will do like a year recap where they'll talk about how their year went, things that they learned, things that they would change, things that they want to take with them in the 2019. But today, I didn't really want to make it about me because for two reasons. A, surprisingly, I don't like to talk about myself. And B, I wanted you guys to listen to this episode and really, really gather some good information from some of the things that I've been learning recently about how to finish off the year strong. And actually, three, I am going to be doing a recap year episode for our podcast anniversary. So I actually launched the podcast January 12th of 2017, so which is the top of the year. So I will be doing a year in review, talking about my personal life and the podcast in a couple of weeks when I do the anniversary episode. Excuse me, I have to sneeze. Ooh, excuse me. I am not going to edit that out because I really don't care. So I will be doing that then. So today, I want to talk to you guys about getting ready for the new year. Now, today's episode was inspired by a podcast episode that I listened to by The Friend Zone that they did. It was called What a Difference a Year Can Make. And they were talking about, the three of them were having a really awesome conversation about their year, how it went, and they were giving the listeners a little bit of advice. So I'm going to kind of piggyback off of that. So some things that I learned from that episode and some of the things I learned from myself is that this is a perfect time for you guys to reflect. Now, this is something that I've been recommending to my patients at my private practice as well, is that this is a great, great, great time to just look at everything. Look at your finances, sit down by the end of the month and figure out what is it that you need to pay, what debt do you have, what do you have in your savings, how much did you bring in for the year, how much did you make, and figure out how is it that you want to maybe change your finances in the new year. If being a more successful person and having more money coming in into the new year is part of your goal, then that's something you definitely want to look at. And I think it's also good and kind of spiritual to not bring in anything old into the new year. So whatever old debts, even if you owe your friend $20, if you owe your mom because she, paid for all your light bill, whatever the case may be, try to pay off some of your old debts. And I know that I'm kind of late in the game by saying that because it's only like a couple of weeks into the new year, but you still have some time. So look at your finances. That would be my first piece of advice. Secondly is purge your closet. If you are my friend, you know that I did a huge purge when I lived in my mom's house. I've purged like 3 or 4 times, and anyone who knows me knows that I do not hold on to things, which is an episode for another day, but I do not hold on to things. I purge things and I'm pretty much a minimalist. If you come to my house now, you wouldn't think that I'm a minimalist because I have stuff. But literally every single thing that I have in here is handpicked by me, and it's intentional and it has a purpose. So I would definitely look at your home. Look at the things that you have around you. Go through your closet, go through that messy drawer that's in, you know, the first drawer of your kitchen. Look to see what are the things that need fixing around your house. There are a lot of people, especially in this right now, you know, during the holidays, who are struggling because they don't have clothes and food and just the essentials. So you might be hoarding like old shampoos, old conditioners, weird hotel samples, things that you're just not going to touch. I know friends who have natural curly hair who have a whole pantry full of curly products that they don't use. So look at your, you know, start purging your closet, especially around Christmas time right now. I don't think there's anything wrong with giving people things that you already have. I think this day and age, everyone kind of re-gifts, everyone kind of goes to the thrift store, dumpster diving, all that stuff. One person's, how do they say, one person's trash is another person's treasure. If I had clothes to give away, I would do a clothes swap. I've been dying to do a clothes swap, but I don't have any more clothes to give away. Literally, what I have right now is like the bare minimum. So that would be my recommendation. The second one is to purge your closet. Third is to look at your overall life. And when I mean life, I mean your career. Look at your job. See, you know, do like a little audit to see if you are actually giving yourself, giving your all at your job. That's something that I've been really reflecting on. Even though my job isn't the best and I don't love it, I know that if I'm going to be there for the next couple of years, I need to make it the best. So I need to be learning outside of work. So that means continuing education credits for those who, you know, are social workers who are graduate level, know what CEUs mean or CMEs. So look at your job. Figure out, is there an opportunity for you to get a raise? Can you move up in a company? Is there someone or that you would like to speak to, that you would like to shadow? Maybe you're looking for a mentor. You kind of want to, you know, maybe look at your resume. That would be a good way for you to start with the career. Dust off your resume. Have, you know, a third or fourth pair of eyes look at it, because especially if you are at, you know, you go to work every single day, you probably don't even think about, like, man, could I have a career change? Am I really doing what I want to do? Because we go to work to pay the bills, honestly, at this point. I don't know anyone that's really doing something that they absolutely love yet. Most people that I speak to are just going to work to pay the bills. So, and maybe you don't have the opportunity to sit there and reflect. So I would definitely take that time. It's going to be real quiet at your job in a couple of weeks. People are going on vacation. The kids are away from school. I know I work at the medical, in the medical field, but I'm in the school. So I'm going to have a whole week super, super quiet in my place and at my job. And I won't have a lot of patients. So this is my time to do trainings online. You know, most people would probably take this time to do like online shopping and other stuff. But I'm going to try to do some trainings online. So that would be my other advice to you, is to look at it, is to look at your career. Last thing is to kind of look at your personal life. Figure out the people that you think kind of contributed the most to you this year. This year was a very eye-opening year for me, where I learned a lot about myself, and I also learned about the people who I actually learned this year that people don't like me, which is a hard truth for someone like me, because I'm a little bit of a people pleaser, but I realized that I'm not everyone's cup of tea. And maybe that's the case for you. Maybe you have friends that you barely speak to, or people in your life that you get a weird feeling about, all those gut feelings. I'm not saying that this is a time to start cutting people off. I think it's just figuring out where people stand in your life. You might have a friend that is trying to reach out to you and trying to be there for you. And you may not have any idea, because you're focused on another friend that you've known for like a long time. And a lot of us who've had the same friends from middle school and high school have this, we feel like we have this debt that we have to pay to them, and we have this loyalty with them that doesn't allow us to grow and have new friends. So I would kind of think about that. Think about how you spent your year. How did you spend your energy? Did you spend it on people that you feel close to, people that you don't feel close to? Did you spend it with your family? And continue to pour into the people that honestly pour into you. And I'm not recommending that you start cutting people off. I promise I'm not. But think about those relationships that are important to you and how you want them to look in the new year. which kind of is a good segue for what I wanted to talk about next. Think about how you want to spend your energy in 2019. I kind of already talked about how, you know, what you spent your energy on. In terms of reflecting on your energy, I would say the best thing would be to do is writing in a journal. Excuse me, I'm super tired, so I'm just trying to make sure I say my words properly. Journaling is something that I recommend to all of my patients because it is really, really, really a helpful tool. I can't even stress enough. I wish that there was an article that I could prove that says journaling improves your mental health, but literally writing things down allows for you to manifest things, allows for you to get things off of your chest, and just in general allows you to just kind of clear your mind and get your mind right and get centered with yourself. So after you've, you know, looked at your finances, looked into your home and, you know, did a purge of your stuff and looked at your career and looked at your friends, grab a journal. Maybe you get a fresh journal for the year. And these are kind of the journal prompts that I got. I want you guys to kind of think about. What energy, what did you spend your energy on in 2018, which I've kind of mentioned already? You know, was that energy well spent? Was it energy, would you have wished that your energy was shifted somewhere else? And where would you like your energy, where would you like to put your energy towards in 2019? It's a different spin than thinking about resolutions, but more energy. I've mentioned this before on literally every social media platform that energy is currency. Whatever that you magnify will multiply. So if you're constantly concerned and stressed out about one thing, it's gonna stay there. Or if you're constantly thinking about something like, oh, I really want a car, I really want a car, I really want a new car, and you're thinking about, you're imagining yourself in that car, and you smell the leather, and you know what air freshener you're gonna get, and you know what sunglasses you're gonna wear when you're driving it. Like those kind of things, whatever your mind is constantly going through, it's gonna fester. I think the word that I'm looking for is like ruminate. Like we do that a lot, like rumination, where we're obsessing about something. So think about how you want to dedicate your energy to in 2019. It could be anything, really. Energy is currency again. So are you going to spend your energy on your job and figuring out, you know, where you're going to go from here if you're going to take a career change? Are you going to spend your energy, you know, perhaps, what am I trying to say? Reestablish relationships with people. So maybe relationships that you realized that you lost in 2018, perhaps you're trying to pour into those relationships again. Are you going to spend 2019 saving? Are you going to spend 2019 investing? Are you going to spend 2019 paying off your debt? Because sometimes you can't do all those three things. I read a finance book that said you cannot save if you have a certain amount of debt. And some of us are already past the threshold where we cannot save because we really should be paying off our debt because that's what stresses us out the most. So I'm not saying that you can't focus on multiple things at once. You definitely can. But I think it's going to be important to look at two or three key things. Like for me, I know that I'm focusing on basically like bettering what I'm already doing. And it doesn't really make sense unless I like break it down. But to basically shorten it is make this podcast better. Get better at my job as a therapist. Get more clients at my private practice. So what I'm doing now, I don't want to add more things onto my plate. I just want to magnify the things that I already have so that they can be better and I can be better. So think about that. Think about the energy that you want to put into the new year. And what will 2019 look like for you? Two different questions. What will it actually look like? How do you look? What are you wearing? How does your hair look? What car are you driving? What does your home look like? What does your circle look like? What job do you have? All of these things are part of you manifesting the life that you want. So I think that is another key way for you to think about, okay, what is it? And this is a great activity, like I said, to put in a journal because you're writing down literally the life that you want. We all dream about it. We all think about it. We think about the life that we want. Now, literally, this is what I'm prompting you to do, is write it in a journal, write it down, maybe post it somewhere for somebody to see, put it in your office or your bathroom or your bedroom. But think about what you want your 2019 to look like. And lastly, I would recommend having a word for 2019. My word for 2019 is abundance. Abundance, just abundance. And I have it written on a whiteboard that I'm staring at right now, which is on top of a list of goals that I want to have, because I just want abundance. I want more of what I already have now. More life, more love, more money, more opportunities. I just want more. So that is my word, abundance. So I would encourage you to get a word for 2019, post it somewhere, think about it, maybe post it, put it on your background on your phone. Another thing that I did in the beginning of the year, which I don't have, I'm not going to open yet, but Melanie Santos, who is a blogger that I'm going to have on the podcast soon, who talks about the moon rituals, she created this manifestation prompt where it was like a script of how you want your life to look like in 2018 and what you're going to manifest. So I don't even know what I put down, but I know in the beginning of 2018, I printed out the prompt and I filled in what I was supposed to fill in about how I wanted my life to look like in 2019. Yeah, well, what I wanted to look like in 2018, sorry, for the year. And I was supposed to open it at the end of the year to see if I manifested those things. I kind of remember some of the things that I put. I know for sure one thing that I said that I was going to do in 2018 was fall in love, and I did do that. So I think that that's pretty awesome. But other than that, I have no idea what I put down. So I will be opening that on New Year's to see where I am. So what I'm trying to say is I recommend that you write a letter to yourself. If anyone is interested in me sharing the manifestation prompt, let me know. I'll put it in the show notes. Or you could just write a letter to yourself. Write a letter about what is it that you want, what are you going to accomplish. Write a letter about how you're feeling. Just write anything that you want. Anything that you would want 2019, the end of 2019 you, to kind of think about. So you're basically writing a letter about what this year is going to be like for you. And see if you actually accomplish it. Put the letter away and then don't open it until the end of the year. I think, guys, with all of those tips that I just provided to you, I think that you'll be able to have a prosperous and beautiful 2019. I challenge you to do the journal prompts. I challenge you to do the things that I mentioned, looking at your life, your finances, your career, your home. And if you come from a Caribbean or Latino background, you already know that on New Year's Eve, we do a despojo. A despojo, which I hope I'm saying correctly, is basically a cleanse. So that's also a great way to come into the new year, is to, you know, dress yourself up, smelling good, looking good, making your house looking good. Maybe that means for you cleansing your home. You know, an easy way to do that is go to your local botanica and get agua florida, Florida water, agua florida. Yep, because I say that word weird, but Florida water. It comes like in a little white bottle, and I've posted it before on my Instagram. Get some Florida water, throw it in your water that you're going to mop the floor with, and I believe you can also put peppermint or mint, and you can also look up what kind of other oils that you can put in the water and wash your whole house with that. You can mop with that. You can take that and also clean all your like tabletops and all your surfaces and things like that. If you have sage or Palo Santo around you, or if you go to the botanica, you can smudge your house before the new year. You can also verbally manifest the year that you want. Praying, meditation, all those things. We have all this free time, during the holidays to really get ourselves ready. But we get so, so wrapped up with presents, shopping, cooking, parties. All those things are great, but you really don't want to go into the new year exhausted. You don't. It's great to party on New Year's and stuff like that, but you do not want to go into the new year feeling like shit because you spent the last 2 weeks completely pouring into other people, okay? So I would encourage you to take a few days off. I have the whole weekend of Christmas and the whole weekend of New Year's off. I'm not doing anything. I don't have any podcasts to record. I'm not doing anything. My boyfriend is coming for New Year's and we're going to go out to dinner and maybe go out. But I don't want to go into the new year stressed or concerned or worried about anything. I'm going to make sure my house is clean and my mind is right and my body is right. And I just encourage all of you to do the same thing. Okay? So if you have any questions and you know me personally, please text me or send me a DM. If you are new to the podcast, hey, thank you for listening. We are on all the platforms that you can think of, honestly, for podcasts, which I'm very grateful for. If you want to send me an email or message because you don't know me personally, you can always do so at the basiclatinapodcast@gmail.com email account. We're on Instagram as well, Basic Latina Podcast, and on Facebook as well. So you can always write me or DM me there. Thank you guys again so much for listening. Next week, you will have an episode with the team from Next Stop Vegan, which is a Dominican vegan meal prep service in the Bronx. I am so excited for us to get into veganism and all the amazing things that Next Stop Vegan has been doing. So that will be the last episode for December, and then we will be taking a break and coming back in January with our tips for the month of December. So I hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful holiday, and I will talk to you soon. Stay well and take care. We'll be right back.